Just a couple quick announcements of what's on tap coming up the next couple weeks. Christina Lear, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, is a new, literally brand new, of a couple weeks ago, Silver Wellness Consultant from the Dallas, Texas, or from Dallas, Texas, not the Dallas, Texas area, there's no such thing, from Dallas, Texas. She is a cancer survivor. She recently, I believe, if I remember correctly, recently retired to go full-time in Nikon, and we'll get that story straight, but fantastic, high-energy gal. You're going to want to tap into her. And then June 2nd, 2 weeks from today, we have Ron and Pam Barnes will be with us. Ron is a, I believe they are Platinum Zinikin. He's a CPA, and for some reason I think Pam is a dental hygienist, and I can't remember why. I don't remember what she her background is. But dynamic couple. Just a fantastic story. And then 3 weeks from today, we have, as Eric mentioned his name during the interview, we have Dave Johnson. I almost said Dr. Dave Johnson. He's got enough experience to be a doctor, but Dave Johnson will be with us. It's been a long, long time since Dave has shared with us on Saturday morning, and he has agreed to come and spend some time. And prior to that, actually next Saturday, if you know anybody in the Portland area, Dave and Valerie will be with us at a lunch, laughter, and learning event at the Old Spaghetti Factory here in Portland. And if you want any information on that, or if you know people in the Portland area or that are within driving distance of Portland, anybody in Oregon and Southwest Washington, this would be a wonderful event to plug them into. It's a two-hour event, a basic introductory meeting of sorts. It's not an expo, but the website for that information, for anything that's taking place in Portland, again, Portland and Salem, Southwest Washington, is simply www.pdxwellness.com. That's Paul David X-Ray, the three-letter abbreviation for Portland, pdxwellness.com. We'd love to. All the information's there on the calendar. That's all it is. And if you want to get more information, you can put your email address in at the upper right-hand corner to get that. And that, again, that's just for Portland and Southwest Washington. And, of course, I'm biased because that's where we live. Three other quick announcements that I want to make to us. The waterfall, as of Wednesday this week, May the 16th, all of the back-ordered waterfalls and filters have been shipped and are caught up. And they, I do believe, I can't say this with 100% certainty because I don't know. The results will be when they get out there. I'm fairly confident that all of the leaks on the gaskets have been resolved and they are caught up with the new and improved version. And this was not across the board. If you've got a waterfall, don't panic and think that it's going to leak and that you might have a leaker. Just look at the one you've got, and if it's working properly, then you have no worries, and you have nothing to worry about when you order the replacement filter. We just installed ours, what, a week and a half ago, and it was a replacement filter that I actually ran over to my parents, or they dropped it off because I did not put ours on auto ship in time. My mistake, if you've got a family of four or five with animals, you need to every 90 days replace that filter. Okay, this is not a, well, maybe I can milk it out for a little bit longer. No. Once your family starts drinking that water, you're going to need to do it every 90 to 100 days. It's not worth it not having a filter on hand, or it's not worth it to try and milk it for any longer. And I can, again, speaking from experience and testing the water as far as just the pH, when literally in a few days' time, it reaches its quota, and it stops doing what it's supposed to be doing. And we've seen that now twice. And I tested it one day. Our auto ship was going through the 2 days later. And I thought, no, it looks like it's good. I think I can milk it for another month. Well, a week later, it's done. And, I mean, I don't know why they do what they do. But, again, family of four or five with animals, drinking a regular consumption of it, which you will be drinking more of it, you're going to want to keep one on hand. It doesn't hurt. So that's it. Now, one or two people, husband and wife, and you're the only two and you have no pets, you could probably get a little bit more out of it. I would say maybe 4 or 5 months. But just get a bottle of drops. And I've said this before, and I will say it again with passion. Order a set of drops. You can rely on the little light, the indicator that's on the front, but they sometimes have a tendency to not work, or the battery goes dead, or the connections don't line up. For $12 from Focus on Growth, the drops are truly a godsend and a lifesaver. And if you're not demonstrating it for other people or even showing them, just for your own knowledge of every, you know, once you've had the water system, the waterfall, or you've replaced the filter, you know, 2-3 months down the road, every few days it wouldn't hurt, or every once a week to check it. See where the pH is. Get a good accurate reading, because the drops don't lie. And Focus on Growth number. If you don't have it, you can Google them, but I can give it to you. It's just as easy. 1-800-496-8508. And then again, that's 1-800-496-8508. And they're called the water test drops, and it's a little tiny 2-ounce bottle, which, again, will last you a long, 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 long time. And you'll get a really good accurate reading of when your filters need to be changed. And if you have more questions about that, I did a whole call a few weeks back. We had several people share on it of some of the troubleshooting things with the waterfall. Not that there's going to be any trouble, but it's a really good education just for yourself to know what some of the tricks are that people are discovering. Like, for example, how often should you replace the rocks? Well, in my opinion, you don't need to. Just maybe twice a year, once or twice a year. Pull the rocks out, put them in a pot of boiling water for about 10, 12 minutes, let them cool, put them back in. You know, and it's probably a good idea to wash out your waterfall, you know, once or twice a year, just, you know, for kicks. But when you boil the rocks, you'll basically recharge, not necessarily recharge them, but you'll kill any bacteria or any, you know, slime or whatever that would be growing, because that's living water that's setting in there. And especially if you're like us and you have your waterfall sitting on the kitchen counter where there's a window box right there, so lots of light in the morning, sunlight comes in, now that the sun actually is shining here in the Northwest, it's going to cause that to grow faster. So again, you can boil them to kind of recharge them, or for, what are they, 10, 12, 15 bucks, you can order a new set. It's almost more in the shipping than it is in the value of the rocks, or maybe they're 20, I can't remember. But that's one way to, you know, keep those things in premium working order. Other two things right quick is please take the time to read the email newsletter that Nikan sent out on Wednesday or Thursday, loaded with announcements of product updates, new catalogs available. I'm trying to remember what else is on there from memory, but just it's all there. And if for some reason you don't receive that email newsletter, in the information section on the website, on that tab, if you scroll down or move your cursor over there and you see the pop-down menu, one of the main things, it says news. And you just click on there and all of the previous announcements that have been made are right there. And you're already, you know, you just click on each one and you can see them right there. Again, that's underneath the information center tab, which is near the middle of the different tabs across the toolbar there, and the one you're looking for is news, and that's got all the announcements of what's there and how it applies to us. And then the very last thing I've got, and this came off of the President's Club call this week, that the twin size Nature Rest mattress toppers. Now don't panic if you need one or you've got to order one. There's been a slight delay on that particular size. So full, queen, and king, there's not an issue at all. But on the twin, there's been a slight delay in getting more from the manufacturer, which I believe those are coming out of either Thailand or Korea. I can't remember. But they're coming from the Pacific Rim. So there's a slight delay on those. So again, don't panic, but they will be in a back order probably till the end of June, they're expecting sometime. Maybe they'll accelerate it. Maybe they'll be sooner. But at this point, they're about 5 to 6 weeks out. So just want to bring that to your attention again. But please don't go into panic mode and, you know, chicken little, the sky is falling. My world as we know it is coming to an end because we don't have twin size pads. If somebody wants one for their child, because that's what they sleep on, or if they're a single person and that's what they're wanting, well, they're going to have to wait a little while. Or maybe order a demo one in time. But I know that's not the greatest solution because they should have it. But hey, stuff like this happens from time to time. And back order situations, Nikon works as hard as they possibly can to resolve them in a timely manner. Going back to my first announcement on the waterfall, I know originally I was told that the waterfalls and the new filters would be on back order status until May 15th. Well, they missed it by one day. On the 16th, they got everything caught up and all shipped out. So, in my opinion, that's pretty good. So, anyways, if there's questions, comments, concerns, all you have to do on your line is hit on your phone, hit *6, and we've got 9 minutes till the top of the hour. If you've got a question that you may think is applicable to other people than just yourself, go ahead. And
Sam?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, you got it.
My ears don't deceive me usually. And that's the thing. It's something I learned a long time ago, that when you say a person's name, it's the sweetest thing to their ears, as long as they've got a good name. Like Rumpelstiltskin, I don't think that's such a good name. But
I don't know. When my mom called my name, it wasn't always good.
Yeah.
Look, I just wanted to mention, I tried ordering a waterfall yesterday afternoon, and those are still back ordered until the 21st of this point. You could get a filter, though. I have a filter on order, but the waterfall itself was back ordered until the 21st.
Okay, so basically that email that I received on Thursday or Wednesday, Brenda said that all of the back orders have been shipped today, is I think the word she used. So they've got
unless the person I talked to had bad information. But what happened, I tried placing an order for a waterfall, and it indicated back order, and then it changed the order address, the shipping address, to a will call at Nikon. And we had other stuff that was going to be shipped, and it wouldn't let us put in an order shipping address. So I had to call in to get it cleared up. And that consultant told me that it was going to be, distributor relations person told me that it would be the 21st before the waterfall would ship. But you can order filter.
Okay. Right. So in other words, they're on back order status, but you can go ahead and place the order, and which is ironic that we would list it to me, because today is the 19th. And you just said the 21st?
Yeah, she did say the 21st. I kept thinking it was Friday next week. She did say, I'm pretty sure she said the 21st.
Okay.
But the system indicated it was back ordered.
Which is, again, I'm taking it from the other aspect of, it's not a real big deal.
Yeah, that's not really a back order. Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking 21st Friday next week. So that's what I was thinking. It was still a weekend.
No. Sorry. I mean, because anytime you order something off of, like, Amazon.com, it says on it, we'll take 5 to 10 business days to arrive, and they always overshoot. I mean, 3-4 days later, and it's here. So,
well, and our regular order wouldn't have shipped until the 21st anyway, if that's Monday. Like I said, I was saying, and I may be wrong, maybe that she said 25th, but I was thinking Friday next week is what she said the back order was.
Okay, and that may be the case.
I don't know. But there is apparently still a glitch, because the computer showed it as a back order.
Okay.
So,
but and they're aware,
whatever the date actually is.
Yeah, and I'm confident that that they're aware of it, and they will rectify to make sure that's resolved.
But it's obviously getting short.
Yeah, which is again, in my opinion, and maybe I'm just warped, but we're obviously moving enough waterfalls to create a backward scenario like that. That means more being manufactured. That more and more people are falling in love with this. And I received a message on Facebook yesterday, and from a friend who I never would have thought would be interested in one. But she said, "Hey, how much for that water system?" And she named the person that bought it from me. And I thought, "Wow, that was a retail sale." And now here I'm going to get another retail sale. And because someone saw it in somebody else's home, I didn't have to do any of the work. That's the beauty of it. So thank you, Chris, for bringing that up.
Okay. Like I said, sorry I wasn't clear on what the back order dates are.
That's okay.
The numbers confused me when I was a busy day yesterday, which was good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think, again, the bottom line is we get to wait a few extra days. It's not the end of the world.
Somebody's finally buying one now. They've waited this long, so another couple of days is not going to make a change in their life that they can't recover from.
Yeah.
Done without it for 60 years, 60 days, 60 years and 2 days, probably won't make it.
I'm not thinking so. So, wonderful.
They should have just gotten it a month ago and gotten it there.
Yeah. All right. Questions, comments? *6 on your phone line. We'll put you live. I'm not going to open up the line because it's too chaotic.
Thanks, Vance. Great call.
Well, thank you.
Question
Justin.
For you.
Go ahead.
I went through the catalog on a computer yesterday. The new, realized got a new catalog. They did not show the chocolate body balance. Are they going to come out with a new one, or they're just not going to have it?
That is a fantastic question, Justine, and I do not know the answer. That question was not raised on the President's Club call this week, so you discovered something that even the PC members missed. The easiest way to find out an answer to that, and you'll have it probably first thing Monday morning, the answer, that is, not the chocolate body balance, but is to pop a question to feedback@niken.com or, you know, click on that lower, that green, you know, slash in the lower right-hand corner. And just ask them. Say,
okay.
You know, put a chocolate body balance in the subject line. If there is, I can kind of remember. This is when you use feedback@niken.com. I'd put that in the subject line and just ask them. My response time with using feedback, and I know I've said this before, gang, that they're really, really quick about getting me an answer and or thanking me for the comment or the suggestion, and then a couple of days later I'll get a response back. Because, you know, they had to obviously didn't know the answer or they had to go do the research, you know, themselves and find out. But I don't know anything about the chocolate body balance. Maybe, I don't know. I don't even know which direction to speculate. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me because I know that or there could be the case that it's not a popular item and so they're just going to stick with vanilla. And if you want it chocolate, you can add some sort of, you know, even sugar-free chocolate flavoring or, you know, cocoa powder or whatever. I don't know.
But yeah, no, I don't do sugar-free.
Yeah, no, neither would I. It's just,
But yeah, nice what you're saying. And can I get some prayers? My mother's in intensive care, Justine. Her name is Justine also. She's in intensive care. She's 95 with congestive heart failure. She went in with double pneumonia.
Mm.
And she's on our products. Not in the hospital. They're restricting other than the quilt.
Yeah. And on that same note, those of you who believe in the power of prayer, and it's a regular part of your lifestyle, the last week, as of a week ago, it's been in the news quite a bit. There was a plane crash in Kansas. Four people were perished. One survivor, the only female on board, eight-passenger plane. This is the gal that survived. She is the daughter of Stacy and mine, our old boss, Ron Luce, of Teen Manning Ministries, is the organization where we used to work. And Hannah, who's now 22, was a 5-6-year-old running around the office when we worked there. And so 28% of her body was burned. And she's undergoing, they were supposed to do skin grafts this week, but they chose to delay it and continued prayer for that. And I believe the last of the four funerals of those men, young men, all of whom were wonderful Christians, two of which had just been hired by the ministry, one of whom was hired to do my old job in the arena of PR and marketing. And he was the one that actually pulled her from the plane and saved her life. Pulled her out, they walked to a nearby road, and he perished the next day because of the smoke damage and basically fried his lungs breathing the hot air. Two tours in Iraq as a Marine, and again, just graduated from university. And so, anyway, tragic story. However, we all know that many, many great things will come out of it. So I will continue to solicit prayers on behalf of our friends there. But we'll be praying for Justine as well.
Oh, thank you. You all are in my, your family, and all of Nikon is in my family every day, but especially in the church prayer book on Sunday.
Thank you, Justine.
I never miss that. God, don't let me, because it's important. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Justine. Okay, again, if there's nobody out there, if you want to get a question fired to me, you can always call me, area code 503-695-5683. But I really do appreciate the questions that come up at the end of the call, especially if they're apropos for getting information out to the rest of the Nikan family, like what Chris had asked about the backorder status and what Justine just asked about the chocolate body balance, because if information is power, then we can help empower each other to know what's there, what's not there, you know, what's coming down the pike, you know, that kind of thing. So I will expect Justine to get an answer back on that, and then, well, by this time next week, all the waterfalls will be off of the backorder status, hopefully, and things should be rolling along beachy keen. So I think that's it. I don't hear anybody else with a question or a comment, so I'm going to bid you all farewell. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for being on the line, and look forward to talking to you real soon, if not next Saturday, maybe before. And if there's anything I can do to help, don't hesitate to contact us. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
See you later.